Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local scene in Georgia and around the Southeast region, as well as interviews with the newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
And now we will attempt to wax poetic about the sport of artifice and triumph. This is Georgia Wrestling Now with your host from the award-winning WrestlingPopCulture.com, Mr. Jonathan Williams.
Matt Hankins, you ain't shit.
You said that right, buddy. You nailed that one.
In fact, here's Crew Jones.
Yo, my arm. I didn't hit the one button yet.
Oh, I recognize the number.
You bow out of line.
I was
That's
just trying
the sign
to
I need to change this number. Getting out. Can't have that. Got to be on the down low.
Well, I haven't given it to anyone. I just recognize it when it pops up.
What'd she say? Yeah, you know. I mean, the name, the number, the man, the myth, the legend. I mean, yeah, what can I say? So how's things going, fellas?
We're doing all right. We've got a lot of people to talk to tonight. So we're
I'm gonna ruin it for everybody else. I'm just gonna go ahead and knock my little piece of information and cut a promo like I only can, because the rest of these guys have no charisma. They sound like two mannequins in a closet getting it on, and that is no sound at all. They have no charisma. But pretty much April the 27th, 7:30 is the bell time. Stockbridge Middle School. That's 533 Old Conyers Road. Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281. Throw it into your GPS. Get there. If you ain't got no tickets, it's 678-873-4010. That's 678-873-4010. Two cages. It's the biggest War Games match in Georgia. Yes, it's bigger than Anarchy. Yes, it's bigger than Peach State. Even though Peach State had Shane Knowles' big head get in one of their cages, we got two cages and it's bigger than theirs. And, yes, Mike Jackson did climb to the cage at Peach State. Somehow he didn't fall off, and he didn't fall to his death with all that shellacker he calls iodine, baby oil, whatever he tried to do during old school. But I know for a fact that Mike Jackson's going to get snatched off the rope the next time he ever gets in the ring with Crew Jones. If CM Punk can snatch The Undertaker off, then I'm snatching Mike Jackson's old wrinkly carcass off. Back tonight, we've got a 5-on-5. We've got these hoods, assassins, guards, whatever you want to call them, jihad, the peons. They're taking on pretty much Simon Sermon, Rick Michaels, Bobby Hayes, Fried Eddie, the Patriot. We got a three-way, which is Payne, Bill the Butcher, and AJ Steele, three of the wildest guys. No rules, no tagging. It's like a tornado. Whoever comes out on top gets the NWA Atlanta title. On top of that, Kurt Kilgore against Mike Cannon. The stipulations are the loser has to wear a dress. The catch is Cannon has to have one arm behind his back, and it's a no DQ match. So that kind of evens the odds, even though Kilgore's a little twerp. You know, with one arm behind your back and the other guy can use anything in the building, that all of a sudden makes it pretty much on a level playing field. The last one, the inaugural match, is the Metro Atlanta Extreme title, the Max Championship. It's a four-way gauntlet match. The way this works, four guys. You cut me off?
No, I don't know what that was.
I mean, how rude. How dare they? Something. Anyway, where was I? Four-way gauntlet match. The way this works, four guys get in the rings, the bell, ding, ding. Here we go. You got four guys in. Anything goes, no tagging. The pinfall has to be in the ring or the submission has to be in the ring. But there's no count out. So if you go flying out, flip-flop and fly, like we had a guy the last show, you know, he attempted a shooting star. It looked like a fart in a damn hurricane, and he fell to his death almost. Unfortunately, he didn't fall to his death, and there's now Juggalo still running around South Georgia. But if we see that end hit again, you know, maybe he'll attempt it. Anyway, anything goes. You can play out of the ring, in the ring. Pinfalls and submissions have to be in the ring. If one guy gets pinned, he's gone. If one guy gets submitted, he's gone. Hit the next guy's music, he comes down. No more than four guys can be in the ring at one time. So if you get pinned or submitted, another person keeps coming and keeps coming. We might have five guys, we might have eight, we might have 12 back there. Pretty much when the last guy gets in the ring, it'll be announced that the last competitor has gotten the ring. Then the last four in the ring, it becomes an elimination match. If you get pinned, you're gone, nobody else comes in. You fight to the last two, the last man standing, who wins by pinfall or submission, is the match champ. And that's it in a nutshell. We also have a couple other surprises, you know, in store, but you won't get to see those. I can't announce them until you get there. Last thing, we will have a coupon flyer. I'll be sending it out to Georgia Wrestling History, the Georgia Wrestling blogs. We'll have it on Facebook. Pretty much if you print the coupon flyer out, any student, any kid, you get $3 off their admission. You can pull it up in your name, your iPhone, your Android, just show the coupon, and you still get the discount. We'll have all those going out this week. And hopefully paper in the town is all we can do for the last week, hitting about 100 schools between Clayton and Henry County. And that's me rambling and hoping we'll have a good show. I'm pretty sure we will. I know the card will be great. We've got to get some people there and do the best we can. And a lot of surprises. And if anything, I had to do it, it's definitely going to be a lot of surprises. You know, as long as we can keep it out, PG-13 will be good and won't get kicked out of school or off a TV station. And as long as Rampage Pro Wrestling has nothing to do with it, hell, we're good to go.
You'll be fine. You'll be straight.
Exactly.
Drew, you clearly haven't lost a step when it comes to your talking, but how's your back doing?
The back so-so, the neck so-so. I'm just doing my, therapy like a, you know, they pretty much had to tone me down. Today, they walked off and left me on the treadmill, and they told me, yeah, just cool down for 10 minutes, and I stayed on there for 45. So I'm just trying, you know, stay in shape.
How's the bus doing?
The bus.
You got hit by a bus, right?
That shit's scrapped. Ain't no bus gonna take me out. I mean, there's a couple of fat asses on the Georgia indie scene that could double for buses, but that damn bus had more charisma and more talent that hit me than half these jabronis on the fucking wrestling scene. Oops, sorry, dropped it. I knew I couldn't get through with that bomb. These freaking guys around here. Let me give you a Johnny Gate and Ben Masters RPW promo. Let me tell you, these freaking guys around here, I'm really fed up. I mean, I'm going to shut the front door and, you know, drop the French toast on this place. I'm going to PG it up on this place and show you what's really going on. By golly, geez. That's a PG G-rated promo for you. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
All right, crew. Well, thanks for calling and letting us know what to expect at War Games, NW Atlanta's War Games this Saturday.
Yeah, I appreciate the airtime. Also, don't forget MCW. I got a flyer right here in front of me. If you get a call, Jonathan, about, hey, who the hell's sitting all these flyers on the cars in Walmart? It wasn't me, but, you know, they might end up there because I got a bunch. And I'm notorious for doing that. Whenever I get out, I have to walk in Walmart, Kroger, Publix, or Ingles. So Friday, May 3rd, MCW, famous pub, be there.
I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be there, too. If I'm not, you know, obviously I'm a fan first. That's why I got into all this, and I love going and watching it. And, you know, the beer always helps.
They have beer, among other things.
Oh, yeah.
Portobello mushroom.
They do have.
You said that.
I heard those. I heard the sandwiches are good. Portobello mushroom.
I don't know what old Hankins was talking about. You know, portobello mushroom, shroom tea, shroom Kool-Aid. I don't know. But anyway, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for the time. Anybody else after me, suck it.
All right. Thanks, crew. Well.
You said he'd come on here and clear it up. You said he'd clear it up for us, and I think he did.
Yeah. He got it all out there pretty quickly, too.
In one breath, I believe.
That is one of many wrestling shows happening this weekend. and we will be covering several of them. We are expecting a call from Meatball from the other MCW, Hulk Hogan's Micro Championship Wrestling, who will be at 120 Tavern this Saturday, same night as NWA Atlanta. But he's not here yet. So what can we talk about, Matt? Lots of wrestling last weekend.
We saw wrestling last weekend. We somehow found a way to go to show at the same time, which has not happened in a while.
Yeah.
And I guess you were at PCW Saturday.
I was.
Your tell the main event was hairy as usual.
The main event was the main reason I was there, because I was curious to see how in the world Supernatural, who was about the size of one of Jagged Edge's legs, could possibly walk out with the PCW and Empire titles, but he did. And also, we found out that at the May 4th event, which is actually a Chikara show, PCW has a match at the beginning, which will be Shane Marks and the Jagged Edge. Not sure who the manager will be, since they go under the guidance of different people in different promotions. I'm guessing it'll be Miss Rachel, and they're taking on
That's
the Washington Bullets.
Guess.
And we're supposed to talk to somebody from Chikara next week, but I still haven't heard who that will be. So that'll be next week. So that was PCW. Every match was pretty good. They did have some issues with their ring. I'm not sure what was going on with it, but it seemed like the wrestlers weren't missing a step. But let me see. We've got a caller. And I believe I recognize this number again. Hello? No,
hello?
I guess not. I was wrong. I'm not doing a good job tonight on.
We've got to get a new call screener.
Yeah. So, PCW was Saturday, and then you were at Universal Independent Wrestling, I believe. Were you not, Matt?
I was there. Another stock night for them. You saw the Empire Tag Champions take on SoFi and Mafia, which was put the crowd in a weird spot, because as far as being heels, SoFi are kind of they are very much hated there. But shocking to me, not as hated as the Empire, because the crowd got behind Brad, who was missing his regular partner. He had a stand-in in the Mercenary, and Shane Marks showed up with a SoFi and Mafia shirt from somewhere. I can't say where he got it from. There was speculative that might be the reason Brad's partner was missing, but that went to a Donnybrook. But the crowd solidly behind the SoFi and Mafia, so the Empire, well, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons they might not like the Empire out there that I won't go into for socioeconomic reasons. They might be just too dark to like. But it was also match one of TC and Jagged Edge, and just the opposite there. They're all about some TC. Jagged Edge learned that famously hard head of TC's really is that hard. But he did come out on the victorious end. So he is 1-0 in that series, and the main event was the next chapter in the Bullview Cat and Murder 1 feud, and that also ended in a mass pull-apart. Bull came out donning his old gear from when he was with the Boss Man, so he looked like he was in the Shield. But he was replete with a hitting instrument, but I don't think they let him use it in the match, so that thing's not over yet by a long shot. And then both of us convened for PWR yesterday.
We did, and I got to say, God's Gift to Wrestling, who was a part of the PCW show as well as the PWR show, has come a long way since I last saw them. It hasn't been that long.
Absolutely.
But they have improved quite a bit at both shows. They took on Siler Cross and Chip Day on Saturday, and then at PWR, who were their opponents? Well, either way,
that was happening right as I was walking in, but they put on a good match. And I'm with you. You know, the first time I saw them, but I was like, I don't know about these guys. But I kind of turned the tide on them a few months back at PCW when it was actually Huckabee had a match with Chip Day, and it blew me away. I never thought that he would be able to work the way he did, and he worked his ass off and did a lot of great stuff. They've come a long way. And another guy who maybe the first time I saw him, I didn't quite know how to take him, but Ethan Case just had a masterful showing yesterday.
He
was in a tag match against the Undead Luchadors, and his partner was Zachary Blaine, and Blaine was in the ring most of the time, but the mic work from Case was just brilliant, and those series of super kicks he gave Supernatural were gorgeous. So they've come a long way. And that show, I think the difference in that show is if Rick Michaels is there, things tend to go a lot better. Because he somehow lost four matches in the span of, what would you say, 9 minutes?
Yeah, to the former PWR United States champion, I believe it was, Kevin Blue.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Blue beat him four times.
Yeah, so, and then as the chicken dance broke out again, the only two times I've been to PWR at the Mega Mart, that happened. Last time was their first show there with Luke Gallows. And as we talked about a few weeks ago, Luke led the chicken dance with the children from the audience getting involved and everything. But is that I wonder if that's a staple there? Is that something that happens every show? Or
I haven't seen it every show, but about 50% of the time I've seen it there at the Mega Mart, so it must be working.
Well,
and
I don't know.
And we treated to a Mestizo Indian rally as well, so it's hard to beat that.
Yeah, there was a pretty sizable crowd there. It was, of course, a free show, and the Mega Mart sponsored it, so that explains for probably some of the increase in the crowd, but hopefully some of those people will come back. They're really catering to the wrestling there quite a bit. They're building a small arena sort of thing in the back with walls, and it has its own entrance and everything, so...
And it's worth it to hear Rick Michaels try to speak Spanish. That's a plus.
Yes.
That is a plus.
So, I guess we covered pretty much everything. Crew mentioned Monstrosity Championship Wrestling coming up, but in relation to that, Professor Morte has a Silver Scream Spook Show event this Saturday, the 27th. Where they're showing Creature from the Black Lagoon in 3D with the whole Spook Show crew, and it's limited to 100 tickets, so I don't know how many they've sold, but it's a small venue, not at the Plaza Theater where they usually do it, because it's a Dolby 3D print that has to have a special kind of projector, or I believe two projectors, and that's the only place that has that, so... If you like the monster aspect of Monstrosity and want to see one of their shows that doesn't involve any wrestling, you can check that out, as if there weren't enough options for this Saturday night.
Saturday night is jumping. It is buzzing.
Yes. So, our other guest tonight, have we gone over this part yet?
Got there yet. No,
okay.
We started off hot.
Hot like lava. And, yeah. So we were supposed to be hearing from Meatball. He is not yet called in. But we will be talking to Joyce Grable in a little while, who is, of course, a female wrestling legend. And I just realized today she's being inducted into the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame next month. But also this Saturday, Deep Southern Championship Wrestling is throwing a fundraiser event for her called Grappling for Grable. I'm not certain if she will be in attendance. I would imagine she will be, but the fundraiser is to help her with her medical expenses. She has leukemia, so I'm not sure if that affects her ability to go out to wrestling events and things like that. But we will be talking to her a little later. And then Nogicism asked if he could call in to talk about Progression Pro Wrestling, which debuts this Friday. So I'm sure, much like Crew Jones, Nogicism always has plenty to say.
And he's promoted this thing well, so
He has, and it looks like an exciting show. Everybody, a lot of people are talking about it. A lot of people are asking me a lot of questions about it. And so I, in turn, have a few questions for him about it because I'm not really sure about all the details. But it is it's in Atlanta. So for people who live in the city and don't always drive out to these somewhat remote places where most indie wrestling is held, it is a new option. And yeah, so we should be hearing from him a little later.
I know the workers are jazzed up about it. It's, you know, anytime something's new's coming along, there's going to be a lot of excitement behind it. So everybody's hoping to turn in a good effort. So that's the first show. I've heard about some of the card. I'll let Naja get into what details he wants to get into. But what I've heard sounds like it may be an event. It's quite possible that the main event may feature two tag teams who are champions in other places kind of being their first main event. So the stage is certainly set for them to have a good one. It's, you know, you got to turn in a performance. But with the group he's put together, that should not be a problem.
Absolutely. Sorry, I was getting a text from Crew.
Crew Jones is never finished.
I'm going to share this. No, I'll wait till she calls in. I think I remember who God's Gift of Wrestling took on. It was Zach Daniels and
Ryan Michaels. That is
right.
That is correct. Yep. I had it in my head. It was Reckoning, and I could not quite piece together who it was. And now got to see Jacob Ashworth for the first time in a long time, and he seems to be keeping well. Everything held together for him. He's just trying to get his wind back up, but.
He had a busy weekend.
He did.
he had lots of chop marks on his chest still from APW show on Friday, where, I should note, last week's guest, Hot Commodity, became the tag team champions. So we've got a pretty good record there. We were trying to figure out that the other night, how many people we've talked to have gone on the following weekend to win a title of some sort. I don't know the exact number, but I think we do pretty well.
And that tag team, Hot Commodity, has come a long way too. We kind of talked about God's Gift kind of making their way. Those two have put it together and they've made it work, because originally, I'm sure a lot of people thought, well, this is not going anywhere, with those two being drastically contrasted in style and appearance. But they've made it work, and they're probably due for a big year. I think it won't be much longer before people will stop wondering who they are and know who they are.
I think it's safe to say more and more people know who they are. But back to Jacob Ashworth. He worked APW Friday and took out Strychnine, from what I heard, for the foreseeable future. I know they had a rivalry building up there, so hopefully Strychnine is not too injured, and we'll see him back somewhere soon. But then he worked another show. I'm trying to remember. A lot of people have been talking about it. It's in
East. I can't pronounce it.
It looks like Eastonly.
Eastonly, that's the one, yeah.
Anyway, that's Southern Wrestling Association. So he wrestled 3 days in a row. So it looks like he's back to his old ways.
Neck must be up to snuff. UIW also had Bobby Moore and Fred Yehi, which is going to be a feud that I think is going to work, because both of those guys, I think Bobby is probably one of the most improved guys we've got going right now. And he's hit stride, and he's made his way through Rampage, and he's wearing a belt at Anarchy now, so that thing's going to work. And I believe they've got another match at the next UIW show as well, so they're kind of in a feud for that title that I think is in a transitional state. It's transitioning from internet to something else.
But Fred still has the belt?
Still has the belt right now.
Okay. I think I saw somewhere where Bobby Moore was taking on Kyle Matthews this weekend, I believe. I guess that would probably be Rampage. Mm-hmm.
Where he has knocked out his girlfriend, apparently. I think Miss Rachel caught a vicious elbow down there not too long ago. So he's embroiled in that thing as well, too.
Yeah. Well, it's not Rampage. I'm trying to remember where I saw that, but I'm pretty sure it's one show this weekend, Bobby Moore and Kyle Matthews, but I may be completely wrong about that because I see a lot of wrestling posters on a daily basis. And
yes, it does get hard to keep up with who's wrestling who where.
Yes.
There was an influx of shows over the last couple months for one reason or another.
Yeah, and I wonder how many of them we're going to hear of again, because like we mentioned
right,
last...
I don't know how many were.
There was
one-offs or try something so many. Or what.
Yeah. Well, Crew Jones is still on the line. I guess he's just listening. But I'm sure we're pretty boring to hear for all this time, so let's bring it back on. Is that you, Crew?
Yeah, I'm here. You hear me?
Yeah, you just
we got you.
Did you want
to? Got one
some?
More promo. I'm sitting here listening to you driving down the road. I'm like, damn it, I forgot to dang get over to after party. So let me do that real quick. All these other morons try to figure out how to use a cell phone and dial into you guys, leaving y'all hanging. Anyway, Saturday night after party after the NWA War Games in Atlanta. Well, actually, in Stockbridge, Georgia, NWA Atlanta. War Games, we're having an after party at Southside Steve's in McDonough, Georgia. Pretty much, you ain't been to Southside Steve's, here's the short and the ugly. Southside Steve's, where the women and alcohol are all cheap and easy. If you can't drink enough, drink more and she'll look better. I promise you.
Yeah,
there's a lot of women who are six-pack specials. Hey, it's 2 hours to closing time. You better get it in at midnight. I'll go ahead and get my other line off before you get Gable on the line. Pretty much, when you get her on the line, let her know that Cougar Bait Crew Jones, tell Gable that I am George Grable, Gable, Able. I've met her a couple of times at Carrollton. Tell Grable I'm willing if she's able. Oh, yeah!
All right. That's been another public service announcement from Crew Jones.
Can never have enough. Can never have enough.
Well, let's see. I guess we could take a commercial break.
See what shakes out.
All right. We'll be back in just a moment after this commercial.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Solie? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first party you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? What happened in Columbus on my birthday? Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com with Team All You Can Eat's Matt Hankins, and we are now being joined by Joyce Grable.
Yes, how are you today?
All right, how are you?
Oh, I am doing fantastic.
It's good to hear. I don't know if you were listening when we had Crew Jones on a little while ago, but he had a message for you.
No, I wasn't.
Matt, should we... Do you know Crew Jones? Are you familiar with him?
Yes.
Okay,
well,
so you know...
Then it shouldn't come as any surprise to her what he had to say.
Well, he said to tell Grable he's willing if you're able.
Well, right now, let me get my bone marrow transplant first, and then, trust me, I'll be more than able.
Good,
I just need that little
goat to look
juice. Yes.
Something to look forward to.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sure if he was still on the line, he would manipulate what you just said, bone and transplant.
Yes. Well, you know, Saturday night, that's what the show is all about, is everyone is coming and donating their time in Blue Ridge, Georgia, to raise money to help me for my bone marrow transplant I'm having at the end of May. And there's going to be so many girls there, you would not believe how many girls are going to be there. So all you men, if you like short ones or tall ones or skinny ones or the voluptuous ones, there's going to be some of all of them. There's going to be a battle royal. A battle royal with like 8 to 10 girls in it. Then there's going to be a championship girls match. Then there's going to be a mixed tag, which are girls on each side and two guys on each side. And then there's going to be like 3 male matches, you know, the regular people's matches. So this is going to be a time that if you want to see a woman wrestle, this is the time to go, because the great Cheyenne is going to be there. She is fantastic. You're going to have Sabrina there, who I trained back in the early 80s. So I know she's good. You have to be good if Joyce Grable trained you. You know?
Got to be.
It has to be. I was 4 times world champion. And, you know, I'm going in the Hall of Fame this year up in New York.
I saw that earlier today. You're going in next month, right?
May the 18th, I'll go in the Hall of Fame, the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Fame that's like WWE.
Mm-hmm.
See, WWE doesn't have a building, doesn't have a Hall of Fame. You know, but up in New York, Albany, New York, they have a building with everybody's, what they wore, their pictures, all of this, like back to the early 1900s, of all the wrestlers you could ever even think of. Strangler Lewis, who was way before my time. Eve Luthez, who was right, he was stopping right when I was starting in the early 70s. All of those people are in this Hall of Fame. And I will get a big ring like the Super Bowl players have that says Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. And
congratulations.
What was it like? What was it like when you got that phone call that you found out you were going in?
Let me tell you, that is the most exciting thing that will ever happen to you, because you really don't expect it. And you get voted in. It's not someone that just says, I think I could use her to do this program to try to draw people in. You get put on a ballot. People have to nominate you. Then you have to be voted on. And then they put five in each category, like five women and then five tag teams and stuff. And then those names are sent out to like 33 of the wrestlers that are already in the Hall of Fame, and they vote out of those five which one they think should go into the Hall of Fame. And so you are nominated by your peers, by someone that's already in the Hall of Fame. And when you do that, you know that at least they're thinking about you and they remember you. Because they're not going to vote for you if they have no idea who you are. Mm-hmm. And, I was so excited. I couldn't wait. Oh, I just got on this telephone, and I just started dialing numbers. I couldn't wait to tell everybody that, hey, I'm going into the Hall of Fame. Not too many people can say that.
No, ma'am.
But I'm looking at the list of inductees for this year, of course, includes you as well as some other people with history here in Georgia, but it's overall a very impressive class. The Assassins, J.J. Dillon, Dick Murdoch, El Santo, Baron Von Raschke.
Tito Santana.
Tito Santana, Dick Murdoch.
Bill Watts, who was he's over here in Georgia, and then he has a territory out in Oklahoma, Louisiana. And he's going in also. I mean, some very well-known people who I traveled with for years are going into the Hall of Fame this year. And, I mean, it's such an honor and stuff. But, see, I never would have made it if it hadn't been for the fans. If the fans hadn't have been there to support me, to love to hate me, and for me to do my job to make them want to come see someone whoop me, then I would have never have been as good as I was. Because you got to be able to do your job for you to pull those people in the door for you to get your payoff. Because it went by how many people came through that door to how much we got paid. And so, if you weren't doing your job, then they would say, you can go on to the next territory now because you've done your, you've already overstayed your welcome here. But, the fans are everything, and I love all my fans. A lot of my fans still talk to me on Facebook and still come to the arenas when I'm there signing autographs and things. And I will have pictures and be glad to autograph them Saturday night, too.
Now, you said, it was your job to make them mad at you, want to see somebody get their hands on you. Did you have any scary moments where you thought maybe the fans would get their hands on you?
A few times they would try to come through the ropes at me. Oh, yes. they sure did. Especially in Canada. In Canada, they didn't have the barriers around the ring like, do in the States. And the people, I made one guy so mad. And I ain't talking about women. I can make the men more bad than the women. And he started through the ropes. And, you can't let him get in there because, so as soon as he put that head through that rope with that leg, I kicked him right in the face. Because, hey.
That's what you had to do.
That's what I had to do because once he came through those ropes, he was in the ring, literally, and stuff. But, a man is always stronger than a woman, no matter what. And this was a big old boy. This wasn't no little 100-pound weakling that was coming through them ropes. But I always loved, I loved wrestling. And I lived it. I wanted to do it. I lived it. But, I got discovered by being at the right place at the right time. I didn't go to become a wrestler. I didn't go and say, hey, I want to train to be a wrestler. Moolah saw me sitting in Atlanta City Auditorium at the wrestling matches. And another girl that was with me, she said, I'm going to go talk to Moolah because she wanted to be a wrestler. I said, okay. So I'm still sitting there, and when she talked to Moolah, she said, what about the blonde-headed girl sitting next to you? And she said, oh, no, she's too skinny. And she said, well, I tell you what, the only way I'll take you is if you bring that girl with you. And so she talked me into going to Columbia, South Carolina from LaGrange, Georgia, pack up my little ditty bag and go up there. And I did, and I made it, and she didn't. And
you
so
just
it
dropped
was in,
everything.
Yes. I was okay. Let's say I was only 18 years old. I wasn't 19 to November that year. And so, hey, you know, when you're fresh out of high school and stuff, hey, you're ready for just about anything. You think you're invisible. You know, can't nothing bother you, none. But to leave a small town in Georgia with only the money in your pocket, I wasn't from a rich family or anything that was, could send me hundreds of dollars to live on every week. You know, I had, when I got up there, I had to find me a job to support me while I was training to wrestle. Because, I mean, no one's going to take you in and feed and clothe you or nothing, no matter who you are. And so I found a job, worked a job, and worked out twice a day. And trust me, everybody that says, oh, no, that's too hard. If you want something, you'll work hard for it, and you will end up getting it. And that's exactly what I did. Yes, Moolah.
I would imagine that was not easy by any stretch of the imagination.
It was not easy. But see, the thing is, the first thing you learned how to do was take a bump. It's not like today where they go out there and they learn a hole and learn how to fly around. They don't know how to take a bump. I never wore knee pads nor elbow pads. I wrestled for over 30 years. And now they think they got to put on knee pads and elbow pads to even walk to the ring. And if they learn how to take a bump first, they don't need those pads. That's the whole story. There's knowing what you got to do, and you won't need all that stuff. But you can't go out there with it scripted. I'm going to take over. I'm going to get a side headlock. Then I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to. Trust me. When they started sending me notes like that, I said, "Are you crazy?" when I wrestled the men, the first two women, Judy Martin and myself, wrestled the two guys in the Omni in Atlanta in 1981. The guys are on one side of the Omni, we're on the other side. We didn't talk, speak, nothing till we got in the middle of that ring. We grabbed a hold and held on because we had no idea what was coming next. And, I mean, that's how it was back in the 70s and 80s. We went out there, we did our job. And see, and we were the bad guys, the two ladies were. The two guys were, like, people were hollering for them to whoop us. The match is still on YouTube. You can go to YouTube and watch portions of that match. And you can hear the people just hating us. Because, see, we were doing our job. We were making them hate us. And I loved that. That was just part of my personality.
I hear people say all the time now that Southern wrestling fans don't ever want to see a man hit a woman. I think you're telling me that was a little bit different when you were coming
through. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, see, that was right in the middle of the female revolution, you know, burning of the bras and all that stuff when women's lib. And, and they would just have, if you put yourself in that position, then that's where we were at. We wanted to wrestle the two men. And let me tell you, the people loved it. And that's basically Saturday night in Blue Ridge. You know, it's going to be a mixed tag, which is two men and a woman against two men and a woman. Then when the men get in, the other men will get in on the other side. When the women get in, the women will only wrestle each other. They will not be wrestling against the men and stuff. But they are some of the best matches you will ever see. And girl, they're going to have some of the best girls, like I said, there. They are, some that were wrestling when I was wrestling are coming. And you're going to have so many legends there that are coming just to sign autographs and to be there to support me and what I will be going through. A bone marrow transplant is not an easy thing to go through. It's not like with someone with cancer. Cancer, they go in, they cut it out, and it's only that one person. With this bone marrow transplant, it has to be myself and someone else to donate me their bone marrow. So they're in the hospital two or three days giving me the bone marrow like I will be. I will be in the hospital, and I will be in Atlanta 3 months because it will take that much time for my body to regenerate and stuff after the transplant. You know Robin Roberts on Good Morning America?
Yes, ma'am.
Me and her have the same type of leukemia. What she went through with her bone marrow is exactly what I will be going through. Our leukemia is the exact same kind. And so if you watched when she was on 2020 that night and showed everything that happened to her, that is what will be happening to me. I'm going to lose all my hair. I'll be bald-headed. You know, and women are vain. I am. I don't want to be bald-headed, but if it takes being bald-headed to live, trust me, I will choose life.
Well, I bet you'll have a pretty spectacular wig pretty quick, won't you?
Yeah, my brother's in Tony. He'll buy me whatever wig I want, he will buy it for me because I can't go get one now because my hair is too thick. I've always had real thick hair. If not, I wouldn't have had any because, you know, I was the baby face for so many years. And the back, they would just grab a hunk of hair and pull it out, and it would just fly out in the ring. And, I mean, because when we wrestled back in the 70s and 80s, when we pulled hair, you knew we had a hunk full of hair because you saw it flying. And so, I mean, the girls of today, they just are trained differently. It's not that they're worse or better. I mean, I'm not trying to say that. They are just trained differently. It's a totally different matches. They don't do the same things we did. They wrestle more like the men do today because most of your girls of today are trained by men. Not too many of them are trained by women. And to get to wrestle like a woman, you've got to be trained by a woman. But, you know, it's do you ever go out to in Blue Ridge and see the matches there?
Yes, ma'am. And I know you're going to be supported well there. That is one of the best crowds that we have in the state today.
Well, that is very good because, you know, the local promoter there, Greg Hollinger, he is a fantastic guy. And, you know, and he is putting the show on for me. And so, you know, he's got a big, big heart. And, you know, and I will appreciate anything and everything. And trust me, if you like women wrestling, I mean, the guys are going to be there too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, the guys are there a lot. Women aren't there too often, especially how many are going to be there this time. And for you men that like to see a woman get up there and beat up each other, this is your best time to ever come and see a lot of women wrestlers.
you talked about how tough the women were when you were coming through. Was it hard to balance being that tough? But, you know, the 70s and 80s were a different time in the world altogether. You still had to be a lady anytime you weren't in the ring. So you had to look the part and dress the part. Was it hard to keep that balance?
No, it wasn't. See, back when we were wrestling, when we went into an arena, oh, we were decked out from head to toe. Now they come in with cut-off blue jeans, holes in the jeans. But it's a totally different age altogether. You know, but that's the style now, so that's the way they dress. And most of the people wouldn't recognize us after the matches because of the way we would be dressed, you know, and our makeup on and stuff. And so it was very hard. But, you know, the girls of today, like, it's just a totally different era, you know. Blue jeans with bullet hole, like, shot in them. Those are what you go pay $100 for now at the store. I mean, I would never pay $100 for a pair of jeans with holes all in them already. When they got holes in them, I threw them away. You know? And look what I could have sold them for now.
Oh, yeah, you'd be need to raise any money. You'd have plenty of it.
I would have just plenty of money. You're not joking. But, you know, everybody up there is just great. Because I have been up there a few times for Greg and worked and refereed a time or two. And, you know, and the people, like you said, are just fantastic up there. Very boisterous. They get into the matches. And, you know, everything is just really nice there at the schoolhouse. And, you know, and so, if, like I said, if anyone wants to have a good time Saturday, that is the place to be.
And you said you will be there, right?
Oh, yes, I will be there probably when the doors open at 5:30. And like I said, I will have pictures, too, if anyone wants to buy pictures. Or I'll have my pictures, like the small ones are $2 and the bigger ones are $4. I'm trying to give everybody a deal and get a picture of me. Since I will be in the Hall of Fame, one day they will be very, you know, and boy, it might be after I'm dead or so, but anybody that's a Hall of Famer, that their pictures and dolls, and I was the first lady wrestler to ever be on a trading card back in the 70s. I was the first lady wrestler on a trading card. Even I beat Moolah on that one. Why they chose me, I have no idea. But there's lots of trading cards out there with me on them. And if anyone has any memorabilia that they would like for me to sign at the wrestling, all they got to do is bring it to me, and I'll be glad to sign it for them.
Do you know what you're giving the Hall of Fame yet to put in for you?
Oh, I've already sent them the pictures in a suit and stuff. I've already sent it to them. I sure have. And so that they have that already.
What is
and
the
they, they've already sent me my Hall of Fame T-shirt with all the names on the back of it, of all the inductees, and it says Hall of Fame 2013 on it.
So you can sign that HOF when people come meet you this Saturday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What are their induction ceremonies like? I've seen the WWE Hall of Fame, of course, but is it similar to that? Do you have someone that's inducting you?
Wendy Richter is inducting me.
Oh, how appropriate.
Me and her were the World's Tag Team Champions twice. I trained Wendy. When she first came to Moolah's, I trained her, took her on the road, and so she is the one that's inducting me in New York on the May 18th. And, oh, man, we are still very good friends, talk very often. And she did the thing with Cyndi Lauper as her manager and stuff back in the mid-'80s. And then I think just last year they met up again, and she was on WWE with Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, but she is the one that will be inducting me. But Diane Von Hoffman's going to be there. Sabrina's, they're flying Sabrina up also to be at my table for the ceremonies and stuff because they've never been there. And this is a very important thing. In it's like a, in a big banquet hall, and they show pictures, you know, on the screen while you're getting inducted of some of the moves you did and things. It's something like the WWE. It's just in a more confined area and stuff. But it's fantastic. And then the Hall of Fame building itself is, if you've never been, you really should go if you're a wrestling fan at least once in your life to see what all is in that Hall of Fame.
We were just discussing that yesterday, oddly enough.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, I'd definitely like to go check it out, but I'm going to wait until after you're inducted so I can see your display.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And but, yeah, everything else is going good with my procedures to go in, you know, to go into the Hall of Fame. And then I'll come back that Sunday, and that Monday I will start the countdown to my bone marrow transplant. And so at least something good is happening right before, you know, that, you know, it's a scary thing, but I know how much better I will feel when it's over.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw you not too long ago at the Ted Allen Memorial, and you looked like you were keeping well then, and I was surprised to find out you were even sick. So I don't have any doubts that you'll fight through this one.
What, most people, when they see me, they say, I wouldn't know you were sick if you didn't tell me. But it is because you have to be a fighter. If I wasn't a fighter, then I would just be sitting in a chair at the house all the time, just clicking the remote saying, well, one day I'm going to get better, but I'm not like that. I get out and I go and I do things. Never miss church. You know, I go to church. I go to this. I go to that. I go do a lot of benefits still. You know, it's like now I can't actually wrestle, but I can still manage and do other little things because it just makes me really tired. But they told me after my transplant, I'm going to be as good as new, and I'm going to have all that energy again. And so y'all better watch out then, because here I'll come after all of y'all again.
All right. Well, congratulations on the Hall of Fame induction, and good luck with the show on Saturday, as well as, of course, the transplant. And hopefully we'll be talking to you again sometime after that.
Well, please do. I would like to call back and let you know how I did after my transplant and let all the fans know how much I really respect them and really appreciate all of their support.
All right.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Of course. Thanks for calling, and just let us know when you're up for calling in again.
Okay, I sure will. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
About time we classed this show up.
Well, we have a caller. I'm guessing it's Nodgicism, maybe, since he said he might call at the end. Let me see who it is first. Thanks for calling Georgia Wrestling Now. Is this Nodgicism? Hello?
Hello.
Who is it?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
This is Meatball from Micro Championship Wrestling.
All right, Meatball. Well, we're actually about to wrap up the show. We were expecting you a little earlier, but now that we got you.
You got the time change thing goofed up because I'm in Chicago.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
Gets us every time.
Yeah.
Well, see, now, why can't they just set it back a half hour and have everyone on the same time zone?
Right.
Well, you will be in Marietta on Saturday for Micro Championship Wrestling. Do you, I guess, first of all, explain what that is. I saw the show you guys did two or three years ago, which actually ended up being part of the TV show at Wild Bill's. But
right on.
It's midget wrestling, but you know, you got a smaller ring, and you make it an entertaining show. So for people who haven't seen it, what would you like to tell them about it?
Yeah, the ring is actually 12 by 12, and it's about a foot off the ground. You know, midget-sized ring. You know, a little small for me, but, you know, I ain't complaining.
Your build is the world's biggest midget or something like that, right?
Yep, world's biggest midget. I take two steps, I'm across the ring already.
That's got to play to your advantage at most points, I assume.
Of course. Less is more, as they say.
Absolutely.
Well, you guys have
for those who haven't seen our show, you know, come on out and check it out. You'll be amazed. You know, we got a couple high flyers. You know, we got a pretty boy. We got me. You got Blix. Samson. We got Hillbilly Bob. You know, he's new to our company. He's a great addition. And we have
big in Marietta.
Oh yeah. And we have this other kid. His name is Kid J.
Well, one thing I remember specifically is that not only do you bring audience members into the ring after the show and give them stink face, but you somehow get the most attractive female members of the audience to let you do that. How do you do that?
And believe you me, that is not set up by at all means. You know, Johnny just says, hey, we need four women to volunteer. You know, they just happen to, one happens to be hotter than the next, you know. And I've had my ass bitten. There's been a few tongues involved. And there was even a Polish chick's big nose. I felt it go right between the crack.
It's hard times, man. It is hard times.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, do you know who your opponent's going to be on Saturday?
No, I don't.
Well, I know
you
guys...
We'll figure it out the day of.
You have a series of shows leading up to that, I guess. You're going through Florida and everything, so... Does the show change each night, or do you have similar opponents every night, or how does that work?
It all depends. You know, usually we keep it fresh, and we change it up every show. But, yeah, we start out in Florida, then we go over to Alabama, then we go to Fort Walton Beach, a place called The Block on Friday, and then
Saturday.
Not a bad place to be
this time of year.
No. And we always do really good over there at Fort Walton. They love the midgets for some reason.
It's Florida. That place is off the rails.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, too bad somebody couldn't book us down there for spring break.
Oh, man. I don't know if the town could take that. That
midget wrestling and hot women in bikinis.
Yeah, that's,
you can't go wrong with that.
I seem to recall when the TV show was still on True TV, wasn't there an episode where you did a spring break thing?
Yes, we did Panama City.
Found yesterday went okay since you're wanting to do it again.
Club La Vila.
Club La Vila.
Yeah, La Vila. Mm-hmm. That's what
that's
I imagined.
Where it was. Yeah.
Pools all over the place. Big parking lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it was off the hook. But, you know, for all those listeners, if we're in your area, definitely come out and see us. Say hi and hang out with the midgets.
All right. Well, as I said, here in Georgia, you'll be at the 120 Tavern in Marietta on Saturday. And is there a TV show possibly coming back, or was it not picked up after that first season?
We have a lot of things in the works right now. Just to let people know, we have an online video game. You can go to aq.com/MCW. And it's Johnny, me, Blix, Samson, and I think Jess as well. We all have cartoon characters in this game.
Cool. Well, I'll check that out too. But
and also you have our regular website, which it's been redone. www.mcwusa.us.
And you have bios of everybody. I was looking at it earlier.
Yep.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling and look forward to the show on Saturday.
You coming out?
Well, we've talked to several people tonight who are wrestling in different shows this Saturday. So I was planning on coming to that one. So I will definitely let you know if I make it. I don't know where Matt's planning on going on Saturday.
I might have a long trip this Saturday.
Yeah, your best chance of come see the midgets.
All right.
Else,
well,
where else would you see six midgets beat the living daylights out of each other?
Not too many places, that is for sure. Not legally.
All right, Meatball, well, we appreciate you calling, and possibly we'll see you on Saturday.
All right, man. Sorry about the time change thing.
No problem. We made it work, and everything worked out.
All right, man.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, no worries.
All right, so we'll be back next Monday at 7. And we will be talking to someone from the other MCW, Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. Not sure who yet. And, as I mentioned earlier, someone from Chikara, who I'm also not sure of yet. So we have two mysterious guests next week.
Strange amalgamation that's going to be.
From two odd promotions. But also, Matt Sexcells, I believe, will be calling in. He just had a tryout sort of thing for Ring of Honor. He was there all weekend. He also has another stand-up comedy show coming up on May 1st, and he has a big match at PWR against his former tag team partner, Ryan Michaels. I believe that is the, I guess that would be the May 5th.
Right.
So we have one definite, Matt Sexcells, and two anomalies from Chikara and Monstrosity Championship Wrestling.
Excellent.
But that's it for this week, so we will talk to you next Monday.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GWH for nostalgia, upcoming events, and more. As always, GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com thanks you for your continued support.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.